Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the ultimate seller tool. And speaking of tools, here's Griffin Lee.
Why, I resemble that remark.
Obviously, the creative staff was up late.
Was it something I said?
We did 80 new ones, Griff.
You did 80?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, 80 new ones?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of
You're
work.
You're going to be hearing them as you...
Well, thanks. You know, I love something new.
Yes, you do. So we're talking about making a mission statement.
Well, let me tell you that this segment is first brought to you by 6-Bit Software, which, if you didn't know, is your all-in-one platform, Lee, for creating and sending and managing eBay listings right from your Lee Mirabal desktop. We can dish your listing when you call us at 888-723-4630. Okay, that's out of the way. Now what?
Okay, so when we're talking about making a mission statement, and what we're really talking about here is defining your business and defining the way you do business. And you just talked about consider what your business does for employees. And you were saying how you should treat your employees well and tell them what a good job they did and everything. And here's something else.
Yeah.
In 14 years of being with you, have I ever blamed one of my employees on mistakes that happened?
No.
Never
not once.
I always take responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's what a boss has to do with the customers. You know, if you hire somebody to list for you and they make a mistake in the listing, and your customer calls you and said, hey, I thought I was going to get such and such, you're not supposed to say, well, you know what? E. Betsy made that mistake.
Yeah.
Or my employee made the mistake.
Yeah, you don't want to pass the buck.
You do not pass the buck. You take it. That's why it's so important that you hire good people.
Yeah, you're not hiring scapegoats. You're hiring good people. Another thing to do with your employees, by the way, and I'm a big believer in this, and this comes from my experience of helping sellers on eBay, is groom them for career advancement. Even if you're just hiring someone part-time to come in and help you, teach them stuff. Say, hey, are you interested in maybe doing this on your own someday? I'm happy to, you know, you should use this opportunity to learn about how you sell on eBay. I would be very upfront about that. If they're not inclined to be that kind of person, they're going to be very grateful that you made the offer, and they'll probably say, nah, you know, I'm just as happy working part-time. If they're already, like, thinking about, I wonder if I can grow this, why put them in a position by not saying anything of you know, having to, like, go behind your back to open up their own business, and then you get all, oh, I can't believe I trained my competition. Wrong way to look at it.
It's very rewarding.
Yeah.
To help somebody better themselves and to teach them things that you know.
And the day that they come and say, you know, I think I'm going to quit because I want to start my own business on eBay, I'd
say,
wow, that's fantastic. How can I help? How can I help you get started?
Now, I'm
a big believer in business and in life. Burn your bridges carefully. You've got a tiny box of matches. So don't use them all up.
Be careful.
And you know, you've hired someone, they're working for you, you're paying them, you know, we hope an honest wage. You know, they're not your indentured servant, and they could take the experience and maybe leverage it into running their own business. And that's something we should celebrate, not try to thwart.
I love that. Thank you. So the next thing is to add what the business does for its owners.
Yeah.
And some people think, well, it goes without saying, Griff, a business exists to enhance the financial position of its owner.
Well, you could rob a bank and get the same effect.
But, however, only a small subset of all businesses are about share value and return on investment. Maybe you want peace of mind about cash flow. That's me, by the way.
Yeah.
Or growth more than you want profits, or a place you're happy to be working.
Well, your business has to generate cash, or it's kind of silly, right? I mean, if you're a trust fund baby and you're just looking for a way to tread water and have a good time, that's one thing. But the thing is, they both go hand in hand. If you're making money, right? If you're making good money, it makes the job a happy place, a happy thing to be involved with the business. If the business is happy and treats its customers right, you're going to make money. So it's a wonderful self, you know, spinning flywheel there. If you know, one gets the other one going. So you make money, you're happy. If you're happy, you'll make money.
Well, I think we should take phone calls, and let me tell you what we're going to do.
Oh, you do?
I have 3 gift certificates from Bubble Fast left over from 2016. I haven't even started on 2017s yet.
Wow.
So I have 3 left over.
Okay.
$25 worth of shipping supplies from Bubble Fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to call in. I have three to give away for this hour. If you call in, we would like to have one tip from you. We'd like to know why you're in business.
Yeah, why?
Why are you doing your eBay business? What is the reason? Think of the things that Griff and I have just talked about in a mission statement. What is your mission besides earning money? Think of the customer and call us in with why you are in business. Pretend I'm a customer. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Now, this thing that we're reading here, Griff, tells us to discuss, digest, cut, polish, review, and revise. We've certainly done that.
Yeah, we do that every minute of our life.
We do. Because good mission statements serve multiple functions. They define objectives, and they live for a long time, so you can edit it anytime you want. Cut as much as you can that isn't unique to your business, except for those special elements that can serve as long-term rules and reminders. So look up some business, some mission statements. You know, Google it.
Yeah.
Google mission statements and look up and see what other people's are. And then go for it in your life. And write it down. That's the most important thing. You have to write it down. Even if nobody sees it, you'll see it. Write it down. Put it by your computer. It's a good thing to do.
So I have a suggestion for our audience.
All right.
So I want you to listen to eBay Radio. But when you're not listening to eBay Radio and you have a television where you're listening, I want you to... I think it's on, I know they're, what is it? It's, I forget which network it's on, HBO, because Howie does all this. I want you to find where it is and subscribe to whatever service provides it. And I want you to watch every single episode.
Of what?
Silicon Valley.
Oh, okay. So it is it like a Netflix thing where you can watch all of them or?
Yeah, you can binge watch them.
Okay.
We watch an episode every couple days, to catch up because we started watching it like, after season three had already started. It's funny. It's a bit dark and sometimes it's a little bit like groan making, butt clenchingly embarrassing. But, there's aspects to it that will go a long way to explaining how big business operates.
Oh, and it looks like fun. I'm reading this. The series focuses on six young men.
Yeah.
Who found a startup company in Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
The series premiered on April 6, 2014 on HBO. How did I miss this?
Yeah.
The first season consisted of 8 episodes. Okay, we've got to watch it.
It is, if you're in the industry, you know, I guess I am because I'm working here in Silicon Valley. It's very real, and in sometimes it really is almost hard to watch because you think, oh, I've seen this happen. Oh, this is awful. But it's really well done, and the characters are interesting, and the business aspects of it are what I find even more fascinating. You know, companies that get started, a startup, you know, gets bought out, gets, you know, sued by someone who is claiming that you stole their idea. It's got everything that you can find in business today all thrown in at you at once in a series. And, it's well done.
You know, John and I just got through watching a whole 10 different seasons of this one show.
Yeah.
And so we're ready for a new one, and this will be it.
I think you'll like it.
And where do you find it now, I wonder?
You know,
it was an HBO thing, but.
I think it's HBO still, so I think when we watch it, if I remember correctly, Howie's dialing up HBO Go.
Uh-huh.
So it's I know it's not really eBay related, but it really is, amazing. So it's, let's see, it says here, HBO, yeah, it's HBO.
So, eBay sellers have reached a point, many of them, where they're interested in any kind of a business program.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And we're all interested in Silicon Valley because we're eBay sellers.
Yeah, and if you're not watching that, you can watch Feud.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen Feud yet?
You don't mean Family Feud.
No.
Oh,
no.
You mean Feud. Oh.
It's
Betty Davis.
It's the story of Betty Davis and Joan Crawford and the making of, it's what about whatever happened to Baby Jane, but it also then bleeds into the next movie that they were supposed to
All
make together.
All About Eve or
no.
something? No, what was it?
No, Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really entertaining. And Jessica Lange and what's her name? Susan Sarandon, who does Betty Davis, is just, they're just so good. And Alfred Molina as Robert Aldrich is just, I mean, he should win an Emmy. It's really good. Anyway, watch it. Watch these shows while you're listening, but only watch them when eBay Radio is not on.
Exactly. We insist. You ready to go to the phones?
I am.
Okay. Gina in Des Moines, New Mexico, known on eBay as Classy Souls. Hello, Gina. What's your question or comment?
Hey, Griffin Lee.
Hi.
I have a question about something that eBay Development called me on Tuesday, and they were talking about active content in my listings.
Mm-hmm.
And when I list, I don't really have any templates or anything like that in there, and they've all passed, and I can always do that little mobile-friendly checker, but what she used was iWays, and so she took the listing number, and I gave it to Donna. It's 172-620.
Wait, yeah, I wasn't ready. Hold on.
172-628-035. 551. And if you put that in the iWays, you know, it's iWays.net/mobile-friendly.
Yeah.
If you put that in there, there's a bunch of things it checks for, whether they're mobile optimized. Okay, mobile optimized. Okay, no active content. Well, it says no active content, or, you know, it gets green checks until it comes to the links and to the target blank links.
Right.
Well, it's telling you to put the target blank links in, which I did, and
I'm not seeing them.
Hold on.
I'm looking at the source of the page, and I'm not seeing your links with the target. So hold on. We'll come back in a minute. This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software. Call us at 888-723-4630. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this app. Ask Griffin Lee.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 408.
You've earned top-rated seller status, and now you've got to maintain it. Andrea Severs is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Homestead Bargains, LLC. She says the number one thing is keeping the customer happy.
The best way to make them happy is to deliver what you say you're going to deliver. The number one faux pas is inventory. You have to keep an accurate accounting of your inventory. Worst experience is if a buyer purchases something, you go to pick it, and it's not there. Bad experience for the buyer and the seller as well. I recommend using Good Till Canceled if you sell multiple quantities. If you do 30 days, when you relist, your quantities are going to revert back to their original status. So that's a problem.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose inventory is never a stockout. Give us a call. It's the least you can do. 888 Radio 30. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terra Peak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Your call is just the sweetest music to our ears. Really, it is. At 888 Radio 30, also known as 888-723-4630. Hey, Gina.
Sorry, I'm just listening to you. Okay. All right. Well, I fixed the target blanks if you want to refresh, but.
Oh, you
did? Still yeah, I did. Anyway, so the HTML link is found in source code. She told me I must remove all my store category links in my listings. And I said, why would they tell me to apply the target ad blank attribute and then tell me to remove all the listings? But if you look at the iWays, it says the HTML link is found in source code, and it's orange, which doesn't make it look like it passes whatever that particular test is.
Yeah. I'm not sure because I'm looking again at the page, the frame source for your description in Chrome. If you go to your listing in a Chrome browser, hover over the mouse over the listing area and choose view frame source. It will show you the HTML behind your description. And none of your links that I'm looking at have the attribute value for target equals blank.
Did you refresh?
I refreshed. I'm refreshing again.
Let's all refresh.
No, not seeing it.
Because yeah, it's you know, I'm in the listing.
You're in the listing, and what are you seeing?
I'm in revise in the HTML side,
Have you saved it yet?
Yeah, I already saved it, and I already went back to iWays to see if it passed, and it did get a green check.
Oh, okay. I see them now. Now they're showing up. Target equals one.
Okay.
You need to add it to. Is there another link missing? No, there isn't. So the only thing that may be questionable is the image that you're embedding that shows all of the measurements. The, what are you calling it here? Boy Scouts American Genuine Sweater Live Green Chevron Acrylic Knit Cardigan.png.
Okay, that's not the one that it's calling out. Calling out the Classy Souls. It's calling out my store link. It says HTML link. I mean, it's not saying what to do to it. It just says HTML link is found in source codes. It gives the code to my store, was found. And then it says HTML5 standards only allowed limited use. My point really is the rep is telling me to remove all the store links from my listings before June 1st.
I don't understand why they're being told
to tell people that because I haven't heard you say that before.
No. Yeah, I don't know why they're telling you that either. I wouldn't do it.
No.
Okay, there's a no from everybody. Then I'll just take that no.
Yeah.
I love your listing.
In all of my conversations about this topic with the team involved, never have I been told that, because I've asked, what will not be allowed, what will not display, and no one has ever told me that links to your eBay store would not display. So I don't know where that's coming from for the rep. Sorry.
Well, I even told her, why would they have the target blank attribute? Why would they tell you to add that if they weren't going to, you know, allow the links in there? I don't think she really knew. I think it sounded like she just saw the orange kind of like alert. It didn't say to do anything. It's just saying that it's there and that some links won't be, you know, there's like a restricted number of links or it says five standards only allow, HTML5 standards only allow limited use of HTML links. It didn't really say there's something wrong. It just didn't pass with a green check mark.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about it. I wouldn't worry. I mean, you shouldn't worry about it.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, Gina. We appreciate your call. Yeah. We hope we helped you today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Charlene from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, known on eBay as Slow Mingo. Hey, Charlene, what's your question or comment?
Hey, I was just calling in with why with the bubble fest.
Why are you in business?
Why am I in business? And it's evolved over time. We started on it to pay for school trips for teenagers. that we wouldn't have been able to afford, and we were able to meet, you know, the down payment deadlines and end up eventually paying for the trips. That was great. But then I got the kids involved, and they've gotten to learn commerce and the cause and effect, you know, how things devalue. You know, there are things that they buy that they think are valuable, but aren't that valuable is one good thing. And but also to learn how to market, list, sell, and make money on their own is a skill. Their father has his own business, but I don't think they ever got how much work is involved in that.
So I think what you're saying is, and we mentioned that when we were talking about making a mission statement, is that you have to look at it from time to time because your goals change and your business changes, and yours certainly did. Well, congratulations. You won a $25 gift certificate for shipping supplies from Bubble Fast. And all you have to do, Charlene, is to send me an email. Okay? Send it to contest@voicemarketing.com. Contest@voicemarketing.com. And I'll send it to you today in your email.
Thank
and all you have to do is cut and paste the code when you get to Bubble Fast. Okay?
Alrighty, thank you.
Charlene, how many children are helping in the business?
Two teenagers.
Well, good.
They started in middle school, and now they're seniors.
Charlene's sweatshop. I love it.
Yeah, but she's teaching them something invaluable. How to be an entrepreneur, for gosh sakes.
Man, it's a valuable bit of information.
That'll take you through the rest of your life. Charlene, thank you so much.
I love it that people do this. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Hour one is down. Here comes hour two. Give us a ring. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Imagine a world where you could identify a maker's mark in moments. Ascertain an autograph ASAP. Place the pesky pattern with just a couple of clicks. Even decipher a symbol in seconds. Now, WorthPoint brings you that world. Introducing MAPS, WorthPoint's encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. Their library has over 100,000 keys to identify your antique or collectible. And they're adding more all the time. You can also access over 1,000 reference books, including price guides, so you know your item's value. And as always, WorthPoint can tell you how much it sold for over the last decade, not just the past few months. Meet WorthPoint's MAPS. That's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. Imagine your world with MAPS.